الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Alhamdulillah, my respected brothers, elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very kind to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us once again to gather in His masjid for nothing else but His remembrance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But not just the ummah, but the believing ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate are we? Alhamdulillah. Beloved brothers, generally in whatever circle we find ourselves in, whoever we keep as our companions, the friends that we have, the family that we associate with, some gathering, then by and large we always find that some person or the other is complaining. Someone has some complaint. Someone has some financial trouble. Someone has some medical trouble, some medical issue. Someone has some problem at home, some domestic issue. And we always hear that this person is complaining about this, this person is complaining about that. And a lot of the times, these complaints have merit, and it is true, there is some complaint. There's nothing wrong with the complaint. It's true, it's happening to the person, he's going through some difficulty. But beloved brothers and elders, to turn away or to focus on the negatives, and then to turn away and turn a blind eye to the bounties and the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, definitely, this is not something that is befitting of a believer, someone who has humbled himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, this focusing on the negatives and then turning a blind eye to the benefits, bounties, gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is in fact a plan, a plot of shaitan. Yes, when shaitan is now, he was in Jannah. And he deceived Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, and he caused them to eat from the forbidden tree. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then banished him and said, get out of Jannah, for you are banished and you will get Jahannam. So shaitan told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is his pride. So he says, oh Allah, because you caused me to deviate, caused me to slip, I will lie in ambush for your believers, for your true slaves. And what I will do? I will come to them from in front of them. I will come to them from behind them. I will come from the right, from the left, from every direction. And I will waylay them. And I will sit in ambush to take them and steer them off the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And oh Allah, when I do this to your slaves, you will find that not many of them are grateful. In other words, you will find most of them to be ungrateful. So this is the plan, a plot of shaitan, that to make the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unmindful and ultimately ungrateful for the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the ahadith, he has taught us to look at those who have less than us in terms of material wealth, material gain. Look at those who have less than us. It's because the root cause of our depression, our anxieties, our discontentment, dissatisfaction is that we're always looking at someone who has more than us. Oh, he has such a nice car. I don't have such a nice car. He's earning such a salary. No, look at my bank balance. I'm puzzling. Look at that man's car. What do I have? I have this jalopy here. I can't even move from point A to point B. I have to push it. You know, so we're always looking at someone else. What he has more than us. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, don't look at that. Look at those people who have less than you. By way of example, to understand what the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if I have a 100 rand note, and now I look to the man who has 1,000 rand. To me, in my eyes, that man is 10 times greater than me. He has 1,000 rand, 10 times more than me. I only have 100. But if we take the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shift our focus a little. Look to the other end of the spectrum. There is a man who has a 10 rand note in his hand. Now when I look at him, I become great. I have 10 times more than that person. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is trying to teach us. If we look at those who have less than us, we will learn to appreciate what we have ourselves. Because true satisfaction, true happiness, doesn't lie in acquiring what we do not have. Rather, it lies in appreciating what we already have. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he exhorts the believers, he asks them to appreciate 5 things, 5 bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before they are overtaken with 5 conditions of destruction. 5 conditions of adversity. So appreciate 5 things before 5 bad things take over those 5. Rasulullah qabla khamsin, shababaka qabla haramik. Appreciate your youth before your old age. See, the general law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that the greater the sacrifice, the more the reward. The greater the sacrifice, the more the reward. That is why for a youngster, he is in the prime of his youth. He has all the passions, all the energy. He has the ambition. And he is in like a sort of madness. That youthfulness is a sort of madness. We have all the power to do, the vigor to do whatever we want to do. But despite that, we forego all of that. And we leave out our desires for the desires of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We sacrifice our passions for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are asking of us. The reward for that youngster who leaves out his own desires for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his reward is far greater than a man who is in his old age now. He doesn't have that ambition as the youngster. So his reward is far greater than the elderly man. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that understanding. That is why on the day of Qiyamah, when the sun will be just above our head, and people will be drowning in their own perspiration, there will be no shade besides the shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 7 categories of people will be given shade. 7 special people. Who are they? One of them, shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah. That youngster who grew up and was nurtured in the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why he has such a high status. Because he sacrificed his youthful temptations, ambitions for the desires of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he will attain that great maqam, that great position in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from among them. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, O believers, appreciate sihhataka qabla suqmik. Appreciate your good health before sickness overtakes you. This is something that many of us are not we are very negligent with regard to. And that is our health. You see, there was once a pious person, a buzur, and all of a sudden one day his urine flow stopped, so he couldn't go to the bathroom to relieve himself. And this caused him great discomfort, great pain, and long story short, he had to undergo some operation, and a tube had to be placed within his private part, and he had to carry a bag with him, so when he went to relieve himself, it would go into that bag. Now, after some time, those who were close to him, they asked him that, you know, Hazrat, what's the story? You know, why are you going through such a test, such a calamity? So he answers that, you see, I think it's only this, that when, before this operation, before the sickness of mine, I used to go to the toilet and relieve myself comfortably 3 to 4 times a day. And I should do it, you know, just haphazard. I wasn't aware, I wasn't cognizant of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing me to go to toilet, allowing me to relieve myself. It's because now his humility, he's saying, because of this ungrateful tongue of mine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away that bounty, and only now I'm thinking about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to appreciate and show gratitude for what he gave me. So like this, we only remember or we only realize the bounty before it is taken away from us. Let this not be the case. Let us learn from the lessons of the pious people. Whatever we have, make shukr for that. We have eyes to see the world. We have a mouth to speak. We can eat food. We can digest that food. We can relieve ourselves. These are all great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to make shukr for that. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that appreciate wealth before poverty. Ghinaka qabla faqrik. Appreciate your wealth before poverty overtakes you. Now in our term, in our mind, who we think is a rich person, someone who has a large bank balance, someone who has lots of money stashed underneath the mattress, you know, someone who's got a huge palatial home, nice array of cars. So that to us, that is who is a rich person. But Rasulullah is saying, no, the bar is even lower. A rich person, already a rich person, who is he? Man asbaha mu'minan, aminan fi sirbihi, mu'afan fi jasadihi, indahu qutu yawmin, fakannama hizat lahu ad-dunya bihadafiriha. That person who wakes up as a believer, he has a sound body. He has safety for himself and his family. He has food just for that day. He has food just for that day. Then it is as though the world has been gathered for him in its entirety. Rasulullah, the words are, فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِرِهَا. It's as though the whole world is gathered for him. He is already a rich person. When a person has these basic things, he is already regarded to be someone who is rich. So we have to appreciate that bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from squandering our wealth. From squandering our wealth in those avenues that do not gain the pleasure and the rahmat of Allah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that that person who spends his wealth correctly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him independent. That is what we want, independence from people. We want to be, you know, self-sufficient. So what is the key to this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, spend your wealth in good avenues. But if you waste that wealth and you squander it in haram places, things that won't earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will render that person destitute. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from wastage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and grant us the ability to spend in His path, to spend on those good avenues, to spend on the masajid, on the poor people, on those who do not have any wealth of their own, the widows, the orphans. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us to uplift people in our community. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that appreciate your free time before you become occupied. Appreciate free time before occupation. And this is another great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are unaware of, negligent with regard to. And we burn away the time in all sorts of frivolous activities, things which have no you know, no purpose. We find it easy to scroll through that YouTube shorts. It's easy to just skip short videos. We're skipping through. So we spend hours on end there. And then we want to follow some person, some social media star, some Instagram personality, someone on Twitter. And we're following him for years now, and we like and we comment on his posts. People who have no connection to us, but we are loyal to them. And it is as though, like, are we waiting for some gift from them? You know, I've been your loyal subscriber for 10 years now. I think you should give me something. Nothing is coming. That loyalty is not. So we waste away our time following these people, reading their posts. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully has sent to us personally, each and every one of us, an 800 page love letter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that very Quran dictates to us, gives us the recipe for success. Success where? Success in the world already. Success in the dunya, in the world. Success in the qabr, in our grave. Success in the hereafter, when we will enter Jannah, inshallah. The success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already outlined for us, it is all in the Quran. When have we taken out half an hour of the day to try and understand what is my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying to tell me? I'm getting old now, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What does it mean? I don't know. I 70 years I spent in this world. I was sent for a purpose. We are Muslims, we are believers. We know in our mind, we have it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to this world for a purpose. What's that purpose? I don't know. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask of you? The first line, what does it mean? I don't know, I didn't take all the time to learn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. We are all in the same predicament. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, the ability to realize that our true happiness, our true success lies in following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reading that Quran, the peace, the contentment that we will get, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to me, grant it to all of us here. The contentment when we read the Quran, understand what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking of me. The illustrious tabi'i, Hassan Basri rahimahullah. So a tabi'i is someone who met the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. He didn't meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he met the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And he says that, O son of Adam, talking about this free time, appreciating your time, O son of Adam, beware of procrastination, leaving things out for tomorrow. Because you don't live in tomorrow, you live in today. And if you work hard and you do your duty today, then if tomorrow comes, you have no regrets. I did my level best yesterday. If I didn't do it, then tomorrow comes, and then it's too late now. I should have done what I had to do yesterday. So Hasan Basri rahimahullah is saying, don't wait for that time. Don't regret. Do actions now. Do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you now. Do it now. No, don't leave it for a later time. Do it now and you will have no regrets tomorrow, inshallah. Then he said, talking about Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that I used to meet a people who were hungry, desirous of time. They wanted every ounce of free time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were more desirous of time than they were desirous of wealth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like that. Because the more free time we have, the more good deeds we can do. And this leads to the last point. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that appreciate life. Appreciate life before death. Definitely all of us sitting here, if we haven't received any, unlikely, but if we haven't received any bounty that I mentioned before, the first four bounties, if we haven't received them, then definitely we are all here sitting alive. None of us are dead. We are alive, we are enjoying the bounty of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And if a person has life, as long as he has life, then he has hopes. One subhanallah that he will read, it will grant him millions and millions of reward in this world. One subhanallah. The trees in Jannah that will be planted for him. The palaces in Jannah that will be erected for him. One subhanallah. That person who has passed on, that person who is in his grave, even if he reads a million subhanallah, it won't even benefit him in one, you know, in one thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once passed by a grave with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he asked that, you know, who is the inhabitant of this grave? Sahaba radiallahu anhum replied, no, this is the grave of so and so. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, you know, two short rakats of salah, which are in your eyes insignificant, it's something, you know, trivial, two short rakats, they are more beloved to this person in the grave who has passed on. Two short rakats of salah are more beloved to this person than him getting the entire world and everything that is on it. Why? Because he's passed on, he can't do good deeds anymore. It's not possible now. How is he going to come back? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give him life again to make effort and to work hard to do actions. So that those little actions that we do are more beloved to that dead person than the whole world and whatever we are chasing after. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As radiallahu anhu, he at one stage was moving with his companions and he happened to glance at the cemetery. Immediately he stopped, he got off his conveyance and he read two rakats of salah. He performed two rakats of salah. So those around him said that, oh Abdullah, what are you doing? This is something strange. You don't normally do this. Just get off your conveyance mid-journey and you reading salah. What's the story? He said, I looked towards the grave, towards the qabristan, the graveyard, and I remembered, I realized that, you know, the people in the grave, they can't do any good deeds. And they can't gain the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I decided to quickly gain a little bit closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by before performing these two rakats before it's too late. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the conviction or grant us the ability to make shukr, to appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before it is too late, before some conditions of adversity overtake us, the first thing we said was that appreciate youth before old age. And we said that the reward for the youngster is far greater than for the elderly man who gives up his desires. Then we said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that appreciate your good health before your sickness. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said appreciate wealth before poverty. And then appreciate your free time before you become busy, before occupation. And lastly, appreciate your life before your death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to spend in His path, to spend on good avenues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the suffering of the believers all over the world, especially in Palestine. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.